entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you very much for stopping by. Our humble thanks to you for checking out this goddamn internet radio that we do week in and week out. With me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guy named Steve and a bald fuck named Frank. Steve, how are you tonight?
I'm not bald and I'm not a fuck, so I'm pretty good.
Frank, how are you tonight?
What's another a synonym for a dress? Like, if you want to address
gown.
An issue, what would be another item? If you want to address a specific issue, what would be another synonym for a dress in that sense?
You want to table something. You want to table this idea. You want to present. You want to comment.
No, if somebody's asking for a correction on something and I made the correction, I say, okay, this item has been addressed. Instead of saying the word
resolved. Okay. This item has been resolved.
Hey.
Are you doing work like while we're doing this? Is that why you're asking for synonyms?
That's none of your concern.
Well, I want you to put your pen down because I know you don't use anything.
Nobody uses pen nowadays, my friend.
What do you use?
It's called a keyboard.
You may as well write with your fucking bloody shitter.
You know that my kids' school, they don't even teach them how to write script anymore.
Oh, thank fucking you know what?
That's
thank
good.
You very much. Progress.
Good
progress.
School. You what know a waste. What? If what we, a waste.
That's a good 6 months of fucking energy for nothing. If over the span of what, 3 years, they really pushed that cursive shit.
Yeah, third grade when I was taught it.
It was second through I think maybe fourth. They really stressed the cursive. A solid year and a half of effort from a paid educator, so that I can make letters that I could just fucking type into a computer now. That I never fucking use. I got news for you. I never write shit in cursive. Never do. Script, cursive, whatever you want to fucking call it. Frank, do you...
What about signing your name?
Oh, I scribble, though. I scribble. and I put a series of dots at the end. So frequently and so regularly, apparently, that the people criticize me for my fucking... Oh, there's his dots! Like, it's some big fucking... Like, listen. I don't have to go to your fucking establishment. All right? Don't make fun of my fucking signature. All right, you make a decent fucking bagel, okay? You make a decent bagel. That's why I'm here. That's why you get to see my fucking dots, bitch. All right, I'm just fucking around now. Frank, how's everything? You know, Steve, it's been a week. We took last week off.
2 weeks.
2 weeks? What are you talking about, 2 weeks?
It's been 2 weeks.
It's not been 2 weeks, has it?
When you skip a week, it's 2 weeks.
Oh, shut the fuck off. We took 1 week of shows off. How about that, you rotten fuck?
All right.
You goddamn stickler. Okay, we took one show off. How many shows a week do we do?
One.
Thank you. We took a week off.
So if you don't do it, then it's 2 weeks between this show and the last show.
You know what? I really want to fucking stab you. Steve, it's the same exact thing of saying as saying, well, okay, guys, I'm not coming into work next week. And then the Monday that you come back, someone says, where have you been for 2 weeks? It doesn't make any fucking sense. You missed a week of work. We missed a week of shows.
Fine.
Not that any of you give a fuck. Not that Frank has said boo to me about it. You didn't say one fucking thing, Frank.
Well,
listen. I did say boo, literally.
You did. Frank, are you gonna be present tonight, or are you gonna be fucking shuffling your fucking papers, trying to?
I'll be here in whatever capacity I can be in.
Are you taking a fucking machete to the goddamn cascade of papers that you have stacked outside?
No,
your fucking
office? I was on the road early this morning. I only got home around 7:30, so there's a lot of shit I got to catch up on, and I will multitask if necessary.
In the document and report creation business. I would imagine. What are you doing? Are you stroking it out?
No, I just laid one.
What do you mean you laid one?
I laid a gasser.
Nobody fucking says they laid one. You know what that makes you? Yeah, because
she used to say, "I just laid a fart."
Yeah. But the thing is, Frank, when you lay things, that means you're a fucking hen. You're a fucking pair-bodied
hen.
Yeah,
you're laying a fart. You're letting go of a fart instead of an egg.
Yeah, you should be fucking the chicken that lays the egg. Oh, all right, fuck this, Frank.
See, I'm right. You just tongue-tied yourself.
You're not right. You're not Whatever. Fucking right. You just turned yourself into a fucking little Cornish hen bitch.
Have you ever eaten a Cornish hen?
Yes, many times.
They're good. Like all white meat.
But when you get that thing in front of you, it's just like it's a little too much. It's like you're eating the dead animal right there. You know what I'm saying?
As opposed to eating steak or chicken or lamb or veal or any other piece of meat that you might eat in your entire life.
Listen to me. When you're eating a fucking a steak, you don't have the fucking entire cow in front of you, jackwipe. By the way, week 6 of making the Photoshop thing that he has not fulfilled.
Oh, we're done. It was posted.
He already posted it.
That sucked. That was awful. Not acceptable.
Oh, okay.
That was I could have fucking done that. I've never even done it before.
I know you haven't. That's why it's
so
never going to get
now
done.
On, I am asking Ken to take care of this.
No, Frank, I decline. Mm-hmm. I'll refer to the summer of 2008 where I was told I was not a friend because I was too busy
that
to help you.
That was not 5-4 years ago.
It had to have been. Every bit of it.
Oh, no, no, no.
Every bit of it. Anyway, Jesus. We took a week off of this from doing shows. Okay, Steve?
I don't know why.
Well, Frank, do you care? Why? Do you know why, Frank?
I don't know. Maybe you were under the weather?
No, he had to do stuff. That's all I know.
Is that what I told you, Steve?
You said I have to take care of some things.
Oh, that's what I did tell you. Yeah, I was a little frightened. I was a little frightened, to be honest. I've been under a lot of pressure lately. I've been working long days.
Constipated?
I've been constipated. I haven't slept a whole lot. And I think I was in a healthy run of, or an unhealthy run rather, of 3 hours of sleep a night. Just really stressed at work.
It's bad.
And that day, I started getting fucking chest pains. So I spent like the last 4 hours of that work day just periodically checking my pulse and fucking panicking and counting like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh my God. All right, what does a 72 per minute mean? What does 72 beats per minute mean?
That's perfectly average, guy.
I don't know. Well, so I'm looking at it, and I looked at it. It's like a well-trained athlete. It's 45 beats per minute. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, I should be closer to that. I'm obviously a well-trained athlete. Sitting in my chair, eating fucking snacks, having pancake breakfast and lunch. I actually had for two meals on this weekend, I had cupcakes.
Oh, wow.
I had a cupcake breakfast and a fucking cupcake lunch. And so I was just fucking beyond exhausted and just really stressed out. And this is the first job I've had where... I've come to the realization that the weekends are not mine. The weekends aren't mine in this job. Now, Frank, this is what you feel. Your weekends are your job's weekends, if need be. If you have to do shit, you're working. 7 days a fucking week. You claim 18 hours a day. I guarantee you're only getting a good fucking 4 hours, 25 minutes of work done in a day. But still, you have that pressure of knowing Saturday you may get something you have to do. Isn't that right?
It's possible. I mean, typically, I usually take Saturdays for the 99%. I usually take Saturdays. Sundays I work, but I usually take Saturdays off.
Well, I've never had a job where the weekend could be work. And it was Easter on Sunday, a couple Sundays ago at this point. And I was on call for work because a client of ours was being upgraded. And while I didn't get any calls and I didn't have to do any work, and any complaint that I make is completely unfounded compared to the efforts of some
threat.
Other.
It's the threat of having co-worker. That call come in.
It's that fucking feeling where it's like, can I even leave my house? Like, can I? How far away can I venture out? What can I do? Like, usually on Easter, we'll go to Amanda's house, which is, you know, her parents' house, 2 hours away. See them, drive back up, and see my family. We would do that. We would split it. And we couldn't do that. I didn't know if I would get a call and have to do something. And it was just a really fucking weird feeling to know that, like...
It's horrible.
All that time you put during the week and those 2 days you're awarded, I guess, could be part of it. I know people that... I know people at the job now that are doing fucking 70 hours a week, that are working wow. Saturdays and Sundays. And I have no right to complain, but I'm just expressing that realization that at this point, the weekend is not fucking mine. And I just needed a week to kind of get back into shape, to get maybe some rest. To kind of take my mind off of the heart attack that I knew I wasn't having. Like, I was doing so much, like, research into, like, what it might be that I would so much relative to the web surfing that I do now at my job, which is, like, zero. I would go and look for something on WebMD or some fucking heinous, terrible site, and it would say, "Well, these are the symptoms of a heart attack," and I'd be like, "Holy shit!
I think heart failure or cancer."
I think I have these. I think I have these symptoms. And then I do like 20 minutes of work, and then I would look for another article. It's like, "These are the symptoms, and this is the duration." Typically, does not last longer than 25 minutes. I'm like, "Oh fuck! I don't have one. I'm not having a heart attack. I'm good." But I have some. That's that fucking just. You breathe in, you feel like a fucking tightness in your chest. Like something is just grabbing you. Yeah, it's no fun. It's not fun at all. So I've been sleeping. I would get home from work. I would just fucking go to bed immediately. I've missed I don't know how many episodes of... I do know how many episodes. Two episodes of Hate Us Talk. HateUsTalk.com. They're also on the Heroes Talk Radio Network with Best in Show and Geeks of Rage. Just like 10 hours a day sleeping, getting to work early, walking the goddamn dog, actually starting to feel pretty fucking good. Pretty good about it.
Nice.
Yeah. Going outside and seeing people wearing fucking, wearing their dad jean shorts or whatever. You know?
Jorts?
Yeah. Frank, do you wear dad jeans? Do you wear jeans that are classically defined as dad jeans? Do you know what they are?
I just wear jeans that my wife buys me. I don't care what brand.
Do any of them have spandex waistbands?
No, they don't. They don't.
Oh shit! Do you have that tuck away elastic portion in the waistband, like in the two sides where like the secret fat man pants? You ever have those? I had a pair of those.
I had a pair of those in 1992.
They're pretty fucking bad. All of a sudden, your pocket is like 8 inches long. Inexplicably, you have a huge pocket. So well, what color jeans, though? Like, do you wear typically those fucking really...
Blue jeans.
What?
Blue.
Yeah, but I mean, is it like just solid blue, like fucking Farmer Dave?
Yeah, I don't wear stonewashed jeans.
Like a...
No acid washed?
No, but I used to wear them.
He's sporting back in the he wears fucking dad jeans. He wears the standard blue, never been stressed in their life.
Never, when I was in high school, there was also pinstripe jeans. I don't know if you remember those.
What the Jesus hell? Christ. I do not remember those.
Frank, I definitely don't fucking remember the time.
I gotta find this now.
Pinstripe jeans?
Yeah, I used to have a pair.
What do you mean?
They were like a pinstripe suit, only there were pinstripe jeans.
Oh, is that hideous? I have to see a picture of every inch.
They're all for girls. Everything I see is like 90% girls.
Did you have a pair of pinstripe clam diggers, Frank? Did your mother buy you a pair of those?
I don't know what a
clam
digger is, but
interesting. So I'm feeling good again. I'm back feeling good. I wasn't really feeling too good about last week's show until I spoke to Clayton, and for some reason he thinks it was one of the best that we've done in a while. And you know, thank you for that.
Yeah, Clayton. That's when I felt horrible. Was 2 weeks ago when we last did our show.
You thought it was bad.
No, I thought it was good, but I was feeling pretty much like you said you felt last week.
Oh, really?
Like I was going to have a heart attack for a couple minutes.
I wonder if it had anything to do with the case of Red Stripes that you drink every day.
No, I had nothing. I only had like a beer that day.
It must have been all that exercise. You do. How much exercise do you do in a week, Steve? Do you run or walk or anything?
I try to walk.
You live a sedentary lifestyle, just like Frank, don't you?
Oh, I definitely do, but I do yard work. Like I'm like, I don't have a job, so I stay outside as much as possible, you know, while I can. And I do like I fall behind in the winter.
Would you say you're more active or less active than Frank?
More.
For any reaction to any of this, Frank? Or are you just
he's
busy?
Probably right.
Are you busy typing with one finger?
Frank's like, yeah.
We can hear you type. I know that you're pressing a letter every second.
I'm sorry, that's the way it's going to be. I'm sorry. I have to multitask. Otherwise, I'll be up until 3 o'clock in the fucking morning while you're sitting there drooling on your goddamn pillow.
Then don't commit to this. If he said, like, I don't understand. What the fuck? Why do you say, yeah, I'll be on there? And then you start typing up your fucking TPS reports.
I could do both at the same time.
No, you can't, because Steve just fucking said something to you.
I answered, and I said probably he is more active. No doubt about that. I'm very sedentary.
What?
Sedentary?
I'm very sedentary. Oh,
okay. Sedentary.
Sedimentary. Sedimentary. Jesus. Sedentary.
That's the type of rock, Frank, not igneous.
God damn it. Infuriate. You know, I don't know what pissed me off more, Frank's delay in response or the fact that I heard him typing one fucking letter every second in whatever the fuck he's writing.
Frank, do you use all your fingers or just your pointer fingers on each hand when you type?
No, I type the correct way with all eight fingers.
Bullshit. You put your
Fuck
face
you.
You put your face 6 inches away from the keyboard with your fucking nose.
I was taught to type properly. I have my left hand on the ASDF and the other hand on the JKL and semicolon.
Otherwise known as what?
Semicolon.
The home row.
The right. Home keys, you fuck.
Is that what they're called?
The home row. The home row.
Yeah, way to go, Mavis Baldkin.
Mavis Baldkin. Mavis Bacon.
Mavis Bacon. Jesus Christ. That sure does beat my Mavis Baldkin. Anyway. So I've been trying to get into some more things, completing features for HeroesTalk.com. We posted one, which was the episode player that we have up. It's made with HTML5. It should work on most mobile devices and most browsers. And it's got a few quirks here and there, but I think it's proving to be pretty effective and a definite improvement over what we had last time. Steve, I think you'll agree. You saw the last episode player we had was pretty fucking shitty.
Yeah, the whole new site, everything on the new site is an upgrade. Anything that you could have gone to on the old site that's on the new site is like upgrading it and better.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Definitely good job. Good job by you. I salute you.
I'm glad that you enjoy that. So I've been trying to watch a lot more baseball because
nice.
In case you didn't know, I am a Mets fan.
How about them Mets?
And I don't get an opportunity to be happy about them as a team very often. I mean, Anybody
savor these moments. Savor these days.
These are the sweet moments. These are the sugary, sweet, nectary moments that we have to enjoy as Mets fans.
When you can see undefeated, and it's a week into the season.
That window with the guillotine edge on it is shutting, and pretty soon they'll be under 500, and then everybody will hate them. They'll be the player that is the biggest problem. Like, oh, well, fuck him. Because of him, we can't fucking win.
Hey, man. Yeah. If you want to really talk baseball, I think, what's his name? Wright. Damn, man. The dude went like 2 for 4, 2 for 3 with a broken pinky, hit a home run. Yeah, yeah, that's commendable, man. I big shout outs to him.
What about Hojo? How's he doing?
Hojo.
You know what?
Hojo Strawberry.
I had a really fucking depressing moment. I remember my dad used to take me to baseball card shows, and probably was disappointed that it wasn't like baseball card or not baseball card, but like baseball tournaments or like the traveling team, some kind of display of athletic prowess. No, he's carting his son around to fucking Sheridan's all over North Jersey so he can spend money that wasn't his on fucking baseball cards. And the card that I bought that I was most proud of was a Donruss rookie card for Howard Johnson.
Hell yeah, I think I have that card.
I have it, and I put it in Lucite when I got it. I wanted to protect it. And I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I had a brain fart, and I'm like, oh, baseball card. Let me just see. So I started looking up some of my cards. I'm like, I had a Willie, freaking Willie Mays from 72. And that was like, oh,
nice.
$15. Not bad.
I met Willie Mays.
Did you really?
Yeah. When I was, I think it was like 14. And they had a celebration in Atlantic City of his catch over the head.
Now, Steve, did you meet Willie Mays, or did you just drink so many Red Stripes that you thought you were in the Red Stripe commercial?
Dude, I was 14. No, oh, okay. I was actually there. I met Bob Costas. I have a picture of me, Bob Costas, and Willie Mays. And I shook Willie Mays' hand. I talked
to him.
Post
it on Facebook. Post it.
Post it on Facebook.
I got to find the picture.
Let me guess,
but
you can't fucking find it.
it's a Polaroid goddamn picture, dude.
I
have
shit. What
did
you ever hear of a scanner, my friend?
I didn't digitize all my pictures.
You ever hear of a scanner, my friend?
What?
You ever hear of a scanner?
Frank, you're really mad at him. You think he's
have a scanner? Yes.
Are you upset that he's name dropping?
Picture first.
He's whatever.
You think he's name dropping, don't you?
You know, Ken met a murderer.
I did.
He shook hands with a murderer.
Not only that, I was nuzzled and nestled in the arms of a murderer.
How did this come about?
O.J. Simpson. I met him in Las Vegas.
Oh, I remember. I think you did post those on Facebook. Did you?
Why don't you post that on Facebook?
I don't even know where the picture is.
That was a long time ago. No, he did. Might have been MySpace.
I did.
I don't know, but I definitely remember seeing
that. You should
put
that as your Facebook profile pic.
I
dare you to put that on there.
Because you look
what
exactly
do you mean you dare
same.
Me?
Frank, I fucking double dare you to put that on there.
Frank, when are you going to get to the age where daring people to do something to get them to do things for you is not the way to do things?
Never.
Never? You're going to be 50 daring your wife to clean the house? I dare you to clean the sink. I double dare you.
Double dog dare you.
Were you a fan of Double Dare?
I loved it. I fucking
Mark
loved
Summers.
It.
Mark Summers is a genius. You have no idea what kind of producer magnate Mark Summers turned out to be.
It really is.
He was a huge OCD victim as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he's a producer in Hollywood, I guess. Dude, he's produced, like, if you look him up on IMDb, he's produced shows you wouldn't even imagine. I'm going to do it right now.
Some conversation. Fucking show, right? Didn't he do Chopped? I don't fucking know. I don't really give a shit.
Unwrapped.
Oh, whatever. Who gives a fuck?
That's a fucking bore fest.
Yeah, but that's everything he's done.
I love that Unwrapped,
everything
though.
Everything was related to food. He did a lot of food stuff, food shows.
Yeah, but the thing is, that one where he's in a...
Dinner Impossible.
He's in this one happenin' diner that in a booth that has obviously never been touched. Like, if he ever saw a smudge on that set, he would probably fucking, like, fire half the crew. I wish I could be one of the extras in the background of an episode of Unwrapped as he sits uncomfortably in that fucking red booth. So anyway, I bought that Donruss Hojo rookie card, and I checked the value. It's worth fucking less than a dollar. I think I paid $15 for it.
Yep. Every one of my baseball cards has gone down, like, since I got them. Like, when I got them, like, you have to, it's like stocks, I guess, you know, like, Get
no, it's not like it's not like anything like stocks. It's a stupid fucking thing. You own really nothing. You don't own anything. You have a picture, and it's people say that it's worth something, and that's it. Actually, it's exactly like stocks. Never mind.
You own nothing.
You have a number, and people say it's worth something, and then it's not. That's really it. Yeah, and people like our buddy Tommy Pantera, Survivor Dude, says he owns a comic book worth $400. You know, my thing was...
That he paid $600 for.
I loved collecting shit like that, and I don't know what it was. I mean, it wasn't like that I really enjoyed the stuff, except the baseball cards, but like the comic books, like, I don't know, maybe I had it in the back of my head that like holding on to it, that holding on, if I keep that, when I'm old, that's going to be worth, like, I don't even know how much. 30 grand I'll sell this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic book number 5.
Go check that, because I'm sure all the Ninja Turtle books 1 through 10, the original comic books, are worth good money.
I think I had every one except one. Anyway.
Is it?
I don't know. Who gives a shit? I fucking read them, all that shit. So people want me to get back onto the topic of the fucking losers, the Mets. That's what someone typed in the chat room here. The Mets, the fucking losers. Well, right now I'll have you know, they're not the fucking losers.
No, they're not.
They're doing better than the Yankees.
Yep.
This is a sweet time for to be a Mets fan, and it will be brief. Frank,
the first pitch, and the season's over.
There's some interest, Frank, in your life, the sport of baseball right now, is there not?
Yeah, I'm actually having a little resurgence in baseball. I actually bought myself a mitt after first time in like 30 years.
Did you break it in?
I broke it in.
How? Well, how did you break it in? I want to hear
shoved
this.
Shoved it in his ass, used it as toilet paper.
Yeah. I put it underneath my mattress.
What?
Jesus.
No, Frank, you're supposed to get some oil. You rub it into the entire glove.
Ooh.
You throw a baseball in the netting, and then you tie the whole thing up with rope, and you put weight on top of it for like a
week. Do you need? What kind of oil do you put on it?
You can use almost anything. You can use vegetable oil, but they actually make, I think...
It'll stay in the glove, though.
It won't... No, not extra virgin oil olive stain. Oil. Your grandmother's personal
Frank,
stock.
You're not going to use your date night warming sensation KY lube. You're going to use some kind of a leather... Leather grease or whatever.
Yeah, like leather conditioner.
Yeah,
olive oil. Just regular olive oil.
Yeah, see, I like how Steve recovered by saying, you're not putting fucking olive oil on there. And then he goes, yeah, olive oil works well.
No, I said extra virgin olive oil. It's the bright green. Olive oil is just neutral.
Well, I'm sorry. Forgive me. So, Frank, you bought a mitt? What are you going to play in, like, an old folks league?
My son Luke is he's playing baseball now. So,
oh, really?
Know. Yeah, he's second grade. I mean, he's playing on a team where people already have 4 years' experience, so he's got some catching up to do. But
those kids have been playing since they're 4 years old, huh? Shit. Wow. So your kid, this is his first foray into athletics?
No, not at all. He's played soccer for several years and basketball as well.
Oh, so is he coordinated? Does he have skill?
You know, he's getting there. I mean, you know, it's...
What's getting in the way? Genetics?
Can he hit a baseball? Have you seen him hit a baseball?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, if I can get serious for a moment.
Please do.
When you have a father who's not really into sports, in other words, if you have a father who's into sports, your kid's most likely going to be into sports and vice versa. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
So the problem.
Sorry. Continue.
So the problem is, you know, he's not the. You know, I know his kids his age who are watching. You know, who are glued to the TV set watching. You know, baseball and this and that. And you know, since he didn't grow up in that atmosphere, you know, he's not a sports kid. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know if I'm to blame. Obviously, I'm to blame. But you know, what can you do? So I'm trying to do my best. To make him make the decision on whether or not he likes sports or not, you know?
Frank, it's a very noble thing, but the fact is, Your,
I like to play a little baseball with you too, and whack the. I like to go to the batting cages and whack the fucking ball right in your fucking fotch.
Is that, wait, you really think you could hit it better than me, Frank?
Oh, I fucking knock it out of the park. I fucking make you like a little girl, bitch.
We'll do this before fishing.
You'll make me.
I'm gonna go too.
You'll make me like a little girl,
and
bitch.
I want to set a date tonight, an definitive, confirmed date of this fishing trip, and all God's seriously, because I need to plan my schedule.
Wait, Frank, what fishing trip?
Fishing trip.
The fishing expedition we're going
on. Are we going on a 3-hour tour, well, Frank, like Gilligan's Island or something?
Frank, you want Papa to take you fishing, boy? That's what you want? Is that what you want, boy? You need a real man to take you fishing? Why haven't you just tried it? It's not fucking difficult. I mean,
I don't have a fishing pole. I thought that was the plan. I thought we were all going fishing, but
we can do it. When do you want to go? When do you want to go?
Let's set the date up now. Seriously.
Okay, seriously.
Look at your calendar, all of you.
Looking at it right now.
Do you want to go? What's this? Do you want to go this month? You know.
Look, my Saturdays are getting eaten up, okay? They're getting eaten up.
Sunday, May 6th.
No, fuck that. We're going to go this Saturday, Steve.
I can't go this Saturday.
You don't have any plans?
Yes, I do.
What, are you going to the Red Stripe Distillery?
No, it's my niece's confirmation.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What's her confirmation name? Has she told you?
I have fucking no idea.
That's the highlight.
I don't know. I'm going.
That's the highlight.
I heard there's steak at the reception, so whatever.
So you're going. You're just in it for the steak. You don't care that she's finally an official Catholic. Is it? Are you Catholic?
No, it's finally eating the blood and body of Christ.
Steve, are you a Catholic man?
No, I'm an atheist.
I mean, your fucking lineage, not you, not the anomaly.
Oh, no, Protestant.
Oh, well, okay. Sorry about that.
Jewish and Protestant. One quarter Jewish on my Hungarian side, and then my German side is all Protestant.
Why don't you, instead of eating the steak, why don't you try eating some ham? Why don't you just try and bring your own ham? I brought my own ham. I won't eat your steak.
I eat everything.
Go against every religion that you're a part of.
Yeah, I'll eat beef. I'll insult the Hindus, and then I'll eat shellfish and ham.
Are you going to go to the confirmation and boo?
Boo! Walk in.
Jesus Christ.
I'll just walk in with a big pentagram shirt.
That's not nice.
All right, guys.
Steve, that's not nice. Stop it.
I know. I'm respectful.
You're not!
I am. I'm not going.
When are we taking our boy?
Let's look at the calendar and look at.
When are we going to take our boy Frank fishing?
All right. So
let's look at the calendar right now.
You said your Saturdays are eating up, so no Saturdays.
They're getting eaten up. May 6th, Sunday.
That's what I said. May 6th.
No,
2 weeks.
May 6th is going to be rough because I got a thing on fucking. God damn it! Every weekend, holy shit, man! I got to tell you.
Take a day off.
What do you
mean? You can take a day off, right?
Are we looking?
Frank can't take a fucking day off.
Are we looking at next month's calendar?
No, we're looking at May 2013.
No, is this month shot? I'm saying,
are the 2 weekends left in this month's shot? Yes,
right.
Frank. Steve can't go because he's got some confirmation thing.
Because,
I've got a christening or a communion on fucking the 28th. I've got a second birthday party on the 29th. I've got another confirmation or a communion on the 5th.
What about
and I work 10 hours a goddamn day.
What about
when am I going to get to lay down? Huh?
All right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is how adult male friends make plans to go fishing. This is what happens every single time.
When are we going?
Frank, are you going to buy a license?
Big mouth, what about May 19th?
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
Ken?
Are you going to buy a license?
May 19th.
Yes.
You are going to buy a license.
Saturday, 19th.
How else can I fish?
Are you going to take the test? You fucking idiot. I can't believe you actually thought there was some kind of test.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
Frank's going to sit over a fucking bucket of water with a fish in it for 30 minutes.
Here's how you know.
Is there any way to tell what the weather will be on May 19th?
Yeah, you check the weather channel.
Are you dumb?
Every day until May 19th.
To know now.
Frank.
You got to look at the farmer's almanac.
Hold on. Is this the first time you've ever thought of like weather, like
planning something?
Have you never planned anything, or has it always been planned for you?
I'm talking about a month from now is to know the weather. Is it you have to get the farmer's almanac or something?
Yes.
You have to farmer's almanac.
You have to check the bet. Farmer's almanac.
All right, I put the weather in for May 18th, and
weather. Frank goes to Google.
Yeah,
weather May 18th.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I think you forgot a critical fucking piece of information. I think you need to have a location because you might just get squall, vicious desert heat, lack of atmosphere.
Dew point?
None.
What the fuck?
Frank, what is wrong with you? What? Who cares? What are you afraid of about the weather?
Well, I don't want to go in the rain.
Okay, so if it's raining, then we won't go. And
Frank, what if I told you it was better fishing when you're fishing in the rain?
He doesn't give a shit.
You want to catch something, Frank?
Here's the thing. He knows it's better fishing if you use worms, but he's not going to touch one because he's a fucking a goddamn puss. He's a little puss in fucking dad jeans and nurse shoes. That's who we are, Frank. A nice, moist coos. All right. Sorry. Anyway, Frank, so the 14th of May. We're doing it?
Is it confirmed?
Are we doing it? Are we doing the batting cages that day?
Yes. I don't know if we can do it all the same day.
Let's do the batting cages that day.
So we'll go batting cages after fishing.
No, batting cages first.
Batting cages first, and then
May
fishing.
May 14th is a Saturday.
Are we going to do spa day at the mall?
Manny Petty?
Are we going to do Rockaway Mall spa day? Going to get your eyebrows threaded and have a Chinese person rub you down through a fucking shopping bag that they
with
put on your
back? With a hot stone treatment?
I think we should do that. We have a lot of things planned. We'll start with the fishing May 14th, and we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. Frank, are you going to catch and release, or are you going to try and fry some of those little sons of bitches up?
You said I asked you that, and you said that you can't eat the stuff here.
But are you going to?
I don't like fish, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Have you ever had a Filet-O-Fish sandwich?
Of course. I don't like how would I know I don't like it unless I tasted it?
What? Is that the only fish you've tried?
No, I've tried all kinds
of
fish.
Hold on. Are you basing your sole dislike of fish on a fucking fast food sandwich?
Of course not, but I've tried all types of fish.
All types?
Have you had sushi?
Listen, if I don't like cooked fish, I'm not going to like fucking raw fish.
You don't know. You've never tried raw fish.
I prefer sushi to any cooked fish.
Frank.
Golly gee.
Frank, do you know how to bait a hook?
I think you just put the bait on the hook.
Can you throw out a line?
Yeah.
But not the kind in a field and stream book?
Okay, we've done that shit so many fucking times. How many times? I told you,
you ruined me to fishing. Because
it's not, and the problem is now I'm in the category of people that thinks it's not a bad song anymore. That's how fucking far down the goddamn chute I've went. Beta Hook by Justin Moore. Okay, let's make fun of it, guys. Let's really hate it.
Tommy's afraid.
Yeah, fucking, and YouTube is just so fucking greedy. It's not even YouTube, it's fucking Vevo. Anytime you look for a music video and it says Vevo, you're in for 30 fucking seconds of boredom. Yep. Oh, look, it's Paul Simon's anniversary album of Going to Graceland. Fuck off. Frank, you gonna do it? May 14th, it's set in stone.
I already have it set on my calendar.
Drive him home after two umbrella drinks. I heard he's got a Prius, cause he's into
being.
My buddy said he's sour, y'all. Eating that sister stuff. Baby, that don't sound like you. That don't sound like love. Sounds like it sucks.
Here it is.
He can't even bait a hook.
All right, I've had enough. I have heard that song more than I've heard fucking Stairway to Heaven at this point. I've heard that song more than I've heard fucking Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, you haven't.
I guarantee you. No way. I hear it six times a fucking day for a year now.
All right, what about, have you heard that more than Don't Stop Believing by Journey?
No, because I listen to that in my sleep.
Nice.
Frank, are you familiar with a rapper named Tupac Shakur? Have you ever heard of him, Frank?
I've heard of him, yes.
This is interesting. Do you know his real name?
I do not.
Interesting. Because
I know what it is. Calvin Brodus.
No, that's Snoop. Snoop. Every black rapper is not named Calvin Brodus. I want to let you know that. Well, apparently, they have brought him back to life via hologram at a concert at a festival called Coachella. Have you heard anything about this, Frank?
I don't even know what a hologram is.
Okay.
Really? Come on, Frank.
How the fuck do you not know what a hologram is?
I don't know what a hologram is. I don't know what that means.
Shut the fuck up. You're trying to just...
I swear on my father's...
Have you ever seen Star Wars? Have you ever seen Star Wars?
No. No, I've never seen Star Wars.
What?
Dude,
come on.
What?
You know I've never seen any of those movies.
What movies have you seen? Tell
name
me.
Em.
Name them.
Why are you asking him? What movies have you seen, Frank?
I'm not going to name every single fucking movie I saw. Name a movie.
Name
and I'll
the
tell
last
you
three movies you've watched.
I don't know.
Name any movie you've ever seen, ever.
You've never seen Star Wars.
I've never seen Titanic either. BFD. I never saw.
I haven't seen Titanic either. I have to say, honestly.
But I am curious to see it in 3D, though.
Why?
Because it'll probably be more exciting.
Well, why don't you watch Star Wars in 3D?
I don't like science fiction.
How do you know? How the fuck do you know?
Because Frank saw Alien as a child and he got scared.
Frank should have been in the movie Alien as,
yeah, Frank would
as
have been
something like, that got ripped out of somebody and then thrown down a fucking garbage chute. That's what he should have been. His whole role should have been being disposed of. Jesus Christ. Well, Frank, a hologram... What do you even say? What do you even say, Steve?
That sounds like a lie. Like, come on.
I swear on my kids' lives and my father's...
It's a three-dimensional image that is projected somewhere.
No. Hold on. Frank, do you have a credit card?
Of course.
All right. Take out that credit card.
I'm not taking it out. Prove your point.
Read me the number and the CC2 code on the back.
All you have to do is look at the back of a credit card. You know that little cool-looking thing that when the light hits it makes it shine all different colors on a credit card?
This whole story is going to be lost on him. He's not going to understand what it is. We're basically trying to explain something to Frank that will have the same effect as explaining it to a fucking... A Chinese rail worker who accidentally time traveled to today, who is only familiar with shit from 1860. That is the same fucking conversation we're gonna have. Like, okay, so you know, like people are real and they move. What if they made one out of light?
Oh, don't railroad the spike.
Railroad the spike.
Dishonorable.
Fuck. We can't even explain it to him. But Steve, you've seen it. I've seen it. Everybody else that is a fucking has an internet connection of some sort has seen this. The Tupac Shakur hologram. Do you at least know that Tupac's dead, Frank?
I do know that, yes.
Interesting. So what they did is they created this digital projection using light that appears to be 3D, and they brought him back at this concert, and he performed a couple of his songs in a duet with Snoop Dogg. And it looked very, very real. And
It looked really good.
And I kind of wish I could have seen it in something better than a YouTube video, just to see how convincing, not convincing, but how real they could get light to look. You know? How much texture there could be.
It's colorful. Like, I'm used to, you know, holograms that are, you know, bright red, orange, yellow, blue, green, all in the same row, and that's
like
a hologram.
I remember the most amazing hologram I ever saw was just a sticker on a Sports Illustrated with Michael Jordan's face on it in the 90s. Like, whoa, if I look this way, I see his ear. If I look over this way, I see his face. If I go further, I see his other ear. It's crazy. This is insane. But I've never seen one that actually produced colors like this. And it looked like he was dancing, singing, rapping, whatever the fuck he does. And he gave a shout out to the crowd at the concert that he's probably never fucking performed at. Which leads me to believe that they simply just paid another check to the guy that's been recording his last 8 albums. So Frank, this the idea of this hologram being able to be programmed to make it look like he's performing music from a dead man, this is raising the question. If they could extend this technology, would you be the type of person that would pay to see a hologram concert?
Of course not.
You wouldn't?
Of course not. Would. Don't be silly.
You wouldn't pay to see a hologram version of a band of Bon Scott play with AC/DC?
Does the hologram move?
Yes.
Can you send me a link? Do you have a link to this or a YouTube video or something?
Hey Frank, in 1998, Stanford students created this site called Google. And it actually did pretty well. And what you do is you just type for whatever you want to see. For example, type Tupac hologram into YouTube and you'll see it. But Survivor Dude, Tommy Pantera, is kind enough to have posted a YouTube link in our chat room right now. Jesus H. Christmas. So anyway, Frank, I mean, are you just going to watch it now? Is that what it is?
No, I'm not watching it now. I'll watch it at a later date.
Okay, but it moves. It looks like it's synced up with the audio. It looks like he's performing it. If you could see the remaining members of AC/DC perform a show with a hologram Bon Scott, would you pay to see that?
I probably would not pay to see it. I'd see it if I could, but I probably wouldn't pay to see it, no. Because I've seen it live before.
What have you seen live?
I've seen Bon Scott sing with them live.
You have? I didn't know that.
No. I mean, I've seen him sing with the band, you know, and videos before.
Oh, but you've never felt the magic. You've never felt the energy of a fucking light show. It is a pretty ridiculous thing. I don't know, Frank. Is there any other band that has lost a member that you kind of like feel like you missed out on? You wish you would have seen that person perform. Have you ever thought about this?
I may consider like seeing maybe like if they could hologram Elvis.
You would see that,
or the Beatles again? Whatever.
Steve, do you have any bands that you would like to see? If you could, I mean, not necessarily in a hologram form, but a band that has lost a member that you would see if they could resurrect that member.
Yeah, the original Pink Floyd.
Frank, you would never pay for this, for hologram technology.
I don't think I'd. That's like
I got one for you.
If I would pay to go see a tribute band, which I never would.
What if they brought it to Def Leppard?
I honestly would not.
Didn't they have a member die?
Yes.
Well, then they could use it for that member and also the left arm of the drummer. They could have a hologram arm on that fucking drummer, and no longer would they have to have that embarrassing T-shirt sleeve flap every time he goes for the snare.
The funny thing is, Rick Allen, who is the drummer, when he was before he lost his arm, he always used to perform with no shirt on. But ever since he lost his arm. That was Phil Conn, the guy who died, beat his wife.
Interesting.
Get the facts straight.
Oh, wait.
It was the one-armed drummer that beat his wife.
I don't think so. Mm. I think it was Phil Conn who was the guy who died. He was an alcoholic, and he's the one who beat his wife. So get your facts straight, fuckface.
But why are you so defensive of Def Leppard?
He's got a little bit of an attitude. I got to be honest with you.
You're coming at Steve. You're demanding that he shows this picture of him and Willie Mays like Donald Trump demanded Obama's birth certificate with that vigor and that enthusiasm. You're also criticizing him for, you know, not knowing everything about Def Leppard. Maybe disparaging a drummer.
If you're not 100% positive.
A drummer's an asshole, as it is. Should have been driving that car.
I just thought it was ironic, and that's why I always remembered that he beat his wife because he only had one arm.
I heard that too, Frank, and that's a thing that was going around.
All right, well,
that's what kids are talking about. The drummer from Def Leppard.
Now, who gives a fuck anymore?
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
I love Def Leppard.
Def Leppard is an oxymoron, similar to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
FYI.
Thank you.
No. Did you know that, Ken? For real. Be honest.
Of course, you fucking asshole. The logo
you knew
was
that Def Leppard was an oxymoron. Be honest.
The fucking logo was a leopard that couldn't hear the Victrola. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And why is that an oxymoron? Because leopards typically have very good ear sight, right?
Ear sight. Great ear sight.
Frank, do you have good mouth sight? Do you have a good sense of mouth sight? You fucking jerk.
My taste here is great.
Oh, fuck, man. We got to wait till May 14th to fish with this asshole. I have so many things.
It's going to be like Funny Farm.
I have so many things related to like my friends' kids, my cousins and all that on the weekends. And, you know, last week I went to my friend Sober's house because his daughter had a birthday party. It's a one-year-old first birthday party. It was very nice. They had some catered foods and stuff, and a lot
nice
of people
spread.
Over. Very good spread. They had like a butler guy.
What?
I'm sure they just hired the guy for the day.
Yeah, I'm not insinuating that they had an indentured servant, Frank. They had a guy that was cleaning up and making sure things ran smoothly. His name was James Earl Jones. I discovered that, and he matched. What I didn't expect is that at 31 years of age, I would be the guy who would be drunk at a one-year-old's birthday party. I didn't expect that. I went in there with the best of intentions. I wanted to be responsible. I wanted to have interesting, funny, witty things to say. I wanted to be sharp. I wanted to be able to drive home. And I failed on all fronts.
What was your drink of choice?
Even worse, Steve, I have nothing to show for it other than three beers. I had three beers and I was fucking plastered. And I woke up the next morning hungover. Three beers. I don't drink much anymore. I don't go out much anymore, but I didn't think
sounds
that three
like
fucking
beers
would do this to me.
Yeah, well, that's when you start getting drunk, and if you don't get drunk, that's when you're drunk.
That's sage advice. Thank you. So I was kind of commiserating with a friend who went, and I was saying, God, I can't believe, you know, this fucking beer, just three of these beers. I got these Exit 4 Flying Fish beers. They made a series of beers named after the exits on the turnpike, and I got the Exit 4 one because that's Amanda's exit, and I just picked it as like a goof, and it turned out that I really liked it, and so I started drinking that. I brought it to the party, had three of them, and gone.
9.5, right?
When I looked at the alcohol by volume after like feeling like a complete just a complete fag for three beers, whatever. The alcohol by volume, 9.5% for those beers.
Respectable. That's a respectable amount.
It's pretty damn good. I think a light beer is what, 4? Like if I go from a guy who's a 3.5 to 4 Miller High Life drinker. Which is what, like a 2.5%?
Oh yeah, I'd say 2.5.
Depending
so that's
on
like drinking a case of Miller High Life.
Depending on how much tequila the Mexican who's pissing it into the bottle drank.
Yeah,
it's a 2.5, 3 on a good day.
Yeah, if, so that's like if, three of those beers is a case.
If Cesar in the High Life factory didn't have enough cornbread.
Yo, that was my Spanish name in high school. I went by Cesar.
Your name was Cesar?
I didn't like Esteban, so I went by Cesar.
Yeah, so I had three of them, and I was fucked up. Fucked up. And, yeah, I don't know. Frank, you said that you were now a beer drinker. You discovered...
I drink Miller Lite. That's my beer choice.
Yeah.
In the bottle. Time, Frank. I don't like draft.
Why don't you like draft?
I like the feel of the bottle. I just like the feel of the bottle. I feel like I'm accomplishing something after I'm done with the bottle, as opposed to just a paper cup.
What do you do? Just throw it away real crazy? Put a lot of effort into just throwing it in
Frank
the bin?
Frank likes to make the bottle like the
fuck
other
you,
bottles
beer. Yes. Why so long on the beer? I mean, I know that you had a brief love affair with fruit juice drinks.
I still like them. I'm not disparaging them.
I believe it was at a live broadcast episode of the What Show that you announced that a Malibu Bay Breeze could pack a real punch, and you declared it to be your official drink.
Right.
What?
Those are the good old days.
What took you from that, the Malibu Bay Breeze, the Mai Tai, the fucking Swedish fish, whatever the fuck you drank, to actually enjoying a beer? What made you get to that?
Well, I was going to a social occasion, and I figured I wanted to drink a beer so I would look a little masculine, you know.
Am I feeling a little insecure?
So I researched beers for beginners, and one of them was Miller Lite. That suggested Miller Lite, and that's what I used.
what website did you research beer and find Miller Lite and decided to go with that?
I just put beers for beginners, and
no, there does not. That shit will not bring up fucking results, will it?
No, it's not an actual website. I just put that in the search, and it came up with different threads of people.
Oh my god, what is a good tasting beer for beginners? Me and a friend decided that on his 21st birthday. Frank, how old are you?
I'm 40. I'll be 42 in June.
Oh, interesting. This person's just about to be legally of age to drink, and they're wondering what they're going to drink when they get hammered. If you're a beginner, try Bud Light or Budweiser. Why did you shy away from Bud, Frank? Why Miller?
It's too popular.
Ah, so you probably saw Bud Light first, and you said, fuck that.
Right.
It's corporate.
Frank wanted to have Miller time. That's what it's about.
You wanted to have what time, Steve?
Miller time.
Miller?
It's Miller time.
Don't fucking say it. Don't ever say that again. Don't ever let me hear you say that
That's
again.
What it is.
There's an ER!
Yeah, but no one ever said the ER.
Every commercial that ever said Miller time said Miller time. It never said Miller time. I wanted to just... Yeah, I felt like it was Miller time. Oh, I would fucking... I would make sure somebody had to get dental
implants. I'm sure that's what they say in Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, I wouldn't know. Sorry. That's a movie I haven't seen.
Really?
Yeah, haven't seen it. Proud of it, too.
You haven't seen Big Trouble in China, but you've seen Star Wars, so you know everything about sci-fi.
No. I don't. Here's the thing. My point to Frank was that I don't like sci-fi either, but I've seen Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars is a little different.
Everybody's seen Star Wars, except Frank. Frank, why haven't you seen it? Admit it. Star Wars is the Bud Light of movies to you, and you decided to not watch it.
No, I mean, listen, Star Wars came out, I think, in 1978, if I'm correct.
And you were eight years old, and that would have been...
It was huge. It was huge.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. Frank.
But I just was never into sci-fi.
Is it that, or did...
Never into Star Trek, either.
Or did your parents just put it off and say, we'll go next week,
I just never saw it. It was not something that
did
was in
my... Did they do to you
heart.
What I'm doing to Amanda with the Hunger Games? No, next week we'll see it. We'll go see it next week. And then it's on fucking DVD. It's like, fuck that movie. Maybe you get it on a Redbox. It's Redbox time. Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm tired of things being specific times. And if you ever say that again, Steve, I will cave your fucking jaw in.
Yep.
Don't ever say that again.
We'll fight.
God damn it. So yeah, I was drunk at a one-year-old's birthday party. They're taking pictures.
So I'm drunk at a one-year-old's.
They're photographing their daughter with like real cameras. I'm leaning behind them, holding my fucking phone, like I'm getting a great show. Oh, it's just hideous. absolutely hideous. I pray that nobody fucking remembers. I don't think I made a spectacle of myself. It's just that I have associations with that feeling of being hungover and a sense of, oh, shit, what did I say? What did I say? Did I tell some story that just went nowhere? Or did I save that for this night? Did I save that for Tuesday? I don't know. I don't know, Steven. I just really hope and pray that the stories I tell when I'm sober are not as bad as the ones that I tell when I'm drunk. Steve, I have news for you.
What?
Before the show, when we were waiting for Frank, I found out what he was doing. He sent me a few texts to keep apprised with his situation, what he was up to. I said, "Hey, Frank, get on Skype, please." And he replied simply with, "In the shitter, bloody stool."
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go through a couple of the texts that I get from Frank periodically. I got a screenshot of a Sirius XM radio that says Dio, Rainbow in the Dark. And the text caption just says, "Dark with 10 A's." Now, Frank, could you say that, please?
Rainbow in the Dark.
Thank you. Rainbow
that
in the
Dark.
That
was when we used to do Germ Freak Radio. That was one of the songs on there.
That was. And also, yeah. Frank, what does this mean? "An owner's half-breed dog wiped his red rocket on the back of my cat." What does that mean?
In the occupation I do, I have to go to some people's houses sometimes. So somebody had a half Labrador, half pit bull. And he decided to grab the back of back of my calf, but it is the calf. And he just rubbed his red rocket up and down a couple times and it made a little wet spot.
Oh, did he? Oh, he hooked you? Did he hook you?
He didn't grab. It wasn't like a
he did that little hook thing with his front paw.
Yeah, but it wasn't real tight. He just rubbed up and down a couple times. The owner just told him to get off.
But in the meantime,
I had a little
Frank got raped today.
And you got raped. And he left some pre-cum on you.
Yeah. I don't think he came, but it was a wet spot.
Pre-ejaculatory fluid.
He just said pre-cum.
Like dill.
It smelled like what?
Dill.
Why did you smell it? Did you hold on.
Immediately.
No, I don't know. I don't want to know why yet. I want to know how. How did you smell it? Did you get down and go under the dog's rib cage and sniff?
No, I just there was the smell of dill in the air. Maybe it was a fucking flower around the corner. But it smelled like dill.
Oh, some sour.
I didn't actually take the pants off and shit. Put the thing in my nose.
This pickle dick dog just fucking rubbed his cock all over your legs. Oh, Jesus Christ. Frank, did you eventually apologize to the dog for being disgusted at his scent and allow him to hook asses with you?
No. You know what the funny thing is? I used to have a dog. By the way, I have to wrap it up soon. I had
look,
a dog.
Hey, look. Nobody's fucking pressuring you to do anything.
Sorry, Frank.
I used to have a dog, Coco and Smokey. And one time they actually, their asses locked up, and when I was little, I didn't know what would happen. So I took a shovel and put it in between their two asses. My father yelled at me.
Yeah, you basically took a fucking a shovel blade to one of their dicks. That's what you did.
I still, even to this day, I still don't understand how your butts get connected. I know what happens is he's having intercourse.
We've explained this a few times.
No, I know he's having intercourse with her, and I guess when he lets go, it's still connected, but I don't understand how their butts are stuck together.
Okay, here. Hold on, I'm going to help you.
Dude, I can't even – I have a pretty good imagination. I have no idea how to translate what Frank is saying into images in my mind.
So here's what happens. You know the common position dogs have sex in. It's called doggy style.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that, Frank?
I've heard of it.
I don't know how their butts get connected.
Frank?
To that.
Hey, Frank? Yes. Hey, Frank?
Yeah.
You ever engage in any doggy style?
Yeah, we like the doggy style.
Oh, interesting.
What about you?
You should let your wife do it and leave Marvin alone.
Have you ever engaged in that, Ken, or no?
Hey, listen. This is my private life.
You ask me, I ask you.
This is my private life.
Yeah, well, then don't ask me.
Why don't you ask Donna? Oh! What's up?
What is that, your Andrew Dice Clay impression?
Tell her I said hi. All right, so anyway, Frank, the dogs are having sex. One is on top of the other, doing it from behind, hitting that ass, okay? One dog does not like it. The dog on the bottom does not like it, kind of shakes loose of the dog's grip, wiggles through the back of the dog's legs. The dick is in the dog. The dick is getting pulled with the other dog through its legs.
So is the other dog is like turning upside down?
It's doing that move that you do when you want to look like you don't have a dick. You you shove it through the back of your legs.
What?
Everybody's fucking done.
Why'd you do that, Ken? What is that? Why would you do something like that?
Because they did it in fucking Silence of the Lambs. Everybody tries that
and
shit
you
once.
You did it. You tried it.
Why not?
Well, they did it in Ace Ventura too.
Yeah.
Did you put a fucking parasol and sachet around the fucking neighborhood too?
No, I left my balls in the front though. It was very bizarre.
Did you split the uprights?
I lost my dick. I've got my balls, but I lost my dick. Yeah, so there's ways around it. So your dick gets pulled, but not your dick. The dog's dick gets pulled between its legs in the direction of its tail, but it's still inside the other dog. That other dog is trying to run away. The other dog is trying to get away because it doesn't want to be fucked anymore. And the fucker is in pain because his dick is being pulled from it. Here's the issue. Here's a lesson in dog-dick thermodynamics. Once a dog's dick is erect, it has these knobs, okay, on the side. And that locks it into the fucking the twat. So they shove it in past the little knot, and it's not coming out until it deflates, until it becomes flaccid.
Don't they have a bone associated with this too? Like an actual bone?
Maybe they do. I don't know. But that's why you have to, when dogs get their asses hooked, you have to take a bucket of cold water and dump it on them so that they get turned off. They're no longer aroused.
Had to do this with Teddy because you have a lot of knowledge.
I have one of the greatest stories ever that has been handed down to me from my dad that is tied to the phrase that I've never heard before that I like to share with all of you called hooked asses or dogs that have hooked asses. So think about it like you hook up a VCR, keep the cable plugged in there. Well, they've hooked their asses up. And the only way to cure it, cold water on it, boom, instantly the dog's dick goes flaccid, it gets to be free. You do not take a shovel and try to part them mechanically. Not a good move. Now, if you don't give a shit about these dogs, like if it's the neighbor's dogs and they have their all hooked asses all over your fucking basketball court where you're trying to play a game of horse in the driveway, take the shovel. Who gives a shit? It's not your dogs. But if you genuinely love at least one of these dogs, pour cold water on them. Get a hose that shoots out cold water and spray it right on the dick. They'll be good as new. Now, Frank, will you never ask me about that again?
I promise.
You promise. May 14th, the Hear Us Talk Fishing Extravaganza.
Maybe we could invite some more people. Anybody is willing to come.
Who would you want to go, Frank?
Anybody.
I want you to call people out right now.
I have nobody in mind. I'm just saying.
I want you to call one person out in our community of listeners and hosts. Call one of them out and tell them that you want them there.
I'll go with Tommy Pantera.
When I think of somebody, I'll let you know.
What do you mean when you think of somebody? Why are you trying to be coy?
Yeah, like, name one person. I want Clayton to come. I know he won't make it in that time frame, but...
Clayton is going to be flying up for next year's PAX Expo.
Another PAX person.
Yeah, I'm going to be going, too. I'm going to go.
Jesus. I feel like a non-gamer. Everyone's like going to PAX East.
I'm totally a non-gamer. I am totally a fucking non-gamer.
Does look like fun times.
But I would go. Absolutely. Yeah. Frank, one more thing. And Steve, if you've heard of this, you can jump in. Do either of you watch any infomercials, or do you ever take notice of the products that are sold through the television?
Yeah.
I bought one recently.
Petty egg?
And I'd like you to guess what it is. And you can ask me questions and I'll answer yes or no.
All right. Is it a video of some sort?
It is not a video.
Frank?
What the fuck?
Frank has no idea what's even being asked of him. He heard his name and just like got on the mic real quick.
I don't even know what the fuck is going on here.
Frank, are you here?
Yeah, I was saying goodnight to my wife.
Oh,
okay.
Tell her I said hello. Answer this. Do you have your hands in your pants right now, Frank?
No.
One of our listeners is claiming that you're whacking it.
No, I'm not. My pecker's been soft all day.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, at least you haven't hooked asses with anybody. We didn't have to dump a very large bucket of water on you. Jesus Christ. So, Frank, did you hear anything of what I said?
I miss what you just said.
We're talking about fishing.
I bought an as-seen-on-TV product.
Okay.
I want you to guess. Could you ask a series of questions.
Is it a food item?
It is not a food item, and it is not a video.
Is it a household item?
No.
Is it an outdoor item?
No.
Is it an exercise item?
It is not an exercise item.
Is it a vanity item?
How much does it weigh?
It weighs.
Is it a type of cleaner?
No, but it weighs a few ounces.
Is it a type of is it a liquid form?
No, it is not.
Is it solid?
It is a solid.
Is it something related to vanity?
I guess you could say that. Sure. In some respects, it is.
What does she have to fucking do with it? She hasn't been around since fucking 85. I didn't know you liked her.
Who? What are you talking about?
Vanity.
Vanity.
What?
Prince and Vanity?
Prince? She's like, wow. Did a lot of cocaine and turned into a Jesus freak.
Awesome. Next question.
Last Dragon. Didn't you ever see Last Dragon? Bruce Leroy?
Yeah, okay. No.
The girl from Bruce Leroy.
No! I didn't see it. You're not going to convince me that I did.
Well...
What is the thing? Ustreamer 376729 says, is it for you or someone else? I guess you could say it's for someone else.
Is it something that you're going to use for someone else?
No. It's something that someone...
Is it sexual in nature?
No. What as seen on TV item have you seen that is sexual in nature?
All right, I think I know what it is. The pocket fisherman.
No, it is not.
Is it a Rompo Peel product?
No, it is not.
Was it 1995?
Yeah, when did you buy this? Recently?
Like a couple days ago. Jesus Christ. Pocket fisherman, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's not a vanity.
It weighs 2 ounces, and it's for somebody else. It's not food.
The only yes we've gotten is that it's a vanity item. It's small.
It's kind of a vanity item, I guess.
And it's not for him.
376729 asks, is it for an animal or a human?
Good question.
Well?
It is for an animal.
Oh, it's your fucking...
So it's something for Teddy.
Yes, it is something for Teddy.
To make him look better.
In a sense, not necessarily exactly for that, but it does make him look better.
Does it restrict his behavior in some way?
Yes.
Is it an electric shock collar?
No, it is not.
Is it that rubber brush thing?
No. What rubber brush thing? I don't know.
I'm just reading what Goat Weed's saying in the chat room.
No, it's not a rubber brush. It does restrict his behavior. You guys, are you stumped?
Choke collar?
No. If you don't want to guess anymore, I won't fucking...
I give up.
Fine, I guess I won't tell you what it is then.
Is it a type of leash?
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking lose sleep over it.
You know what you are, Frank? You're a piece of shit.
He's weak.
You're
a POS.
You are a fucking POS. All right. I bought... And it 2 ounces. It's to restrict a dog's behavior and potentially make him look better. It's a product on TV. You guys can't guess this? You guys don't know what this is? Maybe you don't pay attention because you don't have dogs. Frank, you don't have any dogs, right?
I have one dog.
Oh.
I don't. I haven't for like a year.
Mm-hmm. You had a dog, Steven?
Yeah, Misty. Rest in peace.
What? What kind of dog?
She was a Shih Tzu Lhasa mix.
Was she a... What was the name? What did you say? Misty?
Misty.
Misty.
Steve, did you cry when she died, truthfully?
Yes, absolutely. It's very sad when my dog died.
Frank, did you cry?
Absolutely. I was there when she was put to sleep, and I cried like a fucking... I wasn't sobbing, but I was in tears.
What do you mean weren't sobbing? You were fucking...
I wasn't like... Ooh! My eyes were... I was crying, but I wasn't sobbing. You know what I mean?
So you were like the Indian that sees the pollution get thrown out of that fucking boxy car?
Nice fucking relevant recent fucking reference.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Could you go back any fucking further in time?
I'm sorry, Frank. I thought we were on the same episode that referenced pinstripe jeans. You fucking relevant.
Yeah, this fucking episode should have been on fucking Spreecast. I really... Next year, you better put it on Spreecast. If I get a camera next week, and then you better put this on Spreecast.
Why don't you come on Spreecast tonight? Right after this?
No, because that's not the show. This is the show. I'm not going to waste all my time.
No,
on
that's there. Also another show.
We do a supplementary Spreecast. No,
this could have. Then what the fuck is this? Then this is. We should have did this on that.
Do you guys want to know what the shit is that I bought?
I gotta go. So what is it?
We got, Teddy has been acting up a little bit.
Yes, what is this thing?
Frank, you know that he is a barker. He barks.
He's a pain in the ass is what he is. I mean, don't give the excuse that he's still a fucking puppy. He's just too fucking
rambunctious. Youthful. He's youthful and excited.
Dude, isn't he like 3 years normal, old?
He's almost four, but he's like,
all he fucking does is bark and bark, and it's a fucking, you don't even want to be in his fucking company.
Does he, you think he likes you, Frank?
I don't give a shit either way.
Do you think he likes you? Because I know every time you see him...
I don't think he likes anybody. I don't even think he likes you.
He loves me. Except he bites me sometimes.
You used to bite him on air.
He bit me when I was sleeping once.
I remember when you first got Teddy and you brought him on air and you're like, oh, look at Teddy. He pissed on you and bit you in the face.
He didn't bite me in the face. Okay, maybe...
He bit you in the hand.
He bit me somewhere, but it wasn't the face.
I know he pissed on you, though.
The truth is... my parents watch him during the day, and they've complained about some of his barking.
It only took 4 years for them to complain.
No, they've complained the entire 4 years. But my dad mentioned something. He mentioned a product that he saw on the television that I thought had to be bullshit. That it really, like, when you hear it, it is. It's called the Thunder Shirt. Are you familiar with this?
No.
Wow. It just sounds like some kind of Norse magic.
It's a shirt that the dogs wear. You wrap it around them. It's like Velcro. It's like a straitjacket for dogs. You wrap it around them, and it's snug. And it's supposed to cure anxiety, to make them calmer, to make them not jump, not pull when you walk them. They just get, you see it on the commercial. This dog is a jittery fucking mess. It's like it's got that bopping leg and fucking leaky eye, and they put this thing on it, and it's like just not moving, completely calm, and everything. What the fuck was that noise? What was that noise?
Wasn't on my end,
Steve.
It was on my end.
Shit. Anyway, so the Thunder shirt's supposed to make them be a calmer dog. So I got this fucking thing. My dad told me to get it. And I look at it. It's like fucking $40. And it's really just like a dog sweater with Velcro on it. But I bought it because you can return it in 45 days if you don't like it. So this fucking dog, I wrap it on him. And we're on our way home from Amanda's parents. And I figured, you know, in the car ride, you know, he jumps around and shit. And maybe just put it on him. And I'm like, no fucking difference. This thing, no fucking difference whatsoever. I'm like, we got fucking ripped off. I have to return this shit. And I look at it. I'm like, it's a little loose, I guess. And and to describe it, it's like a towel that has a strap that you wrap under his belly, and then a strap on the top that goes down over that. And so I'm looking at him like, it's a little loose. Maybe the key is the pressure or something. So I took this thing off. I wrapped it around him until you couldn't even fit your fucking hand through.
Were his eyeballs bulging a little bit?
No, but he was calmer. He was very calm. And you secure it, or it goes around the front. It's got a strap too. And I think the key is that it like pinches their fucking shoulder blades together a little bit. And I think that kind of shuts down their nerves or cuts off the blood to their brain or something. And I got to tell you, ever since I discovered putting it on really tight, he doesn't really bark much or do much of anything. He just kind of
feel like lobotomized him with a jacket somehow.
He kind of just chills out. It's pretty amazing. I guarantee you, Frank, if I put this fucking Thunder shirt on the dog and you come near him, and he has an innate hatred of bald people, of slovenly bald people. He hates them with a passion. He wouldn't even so much as whimper if you came by him. You'd probably be able to pet him.
All right, we'll see what happens.
The Thunder shirt.
Maybe you could bring him on the fishing trip with us, and I could use him as fucking bait.
Yeah, is that what you would do, Frank?
Frank, you wouldn't use a dog for bait on a fishing trip.
I like dogs a lot. I love dogs, but his dog is a little rambunctious.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, does he make you nervous, Frank?
No, it's maybe not. I'll not used to kick that motherfucker.
You're not used to a dog bigger than a slipper with your little fucking dog? Your little cat paw dog? Jesus fucking Christ.
All right, guys, listen. I gotta go.
Oh, well, thanks for the big exit, you fucking ass.
I just heard a bunch of cans like fall down behind Frank.
Yeah, that was you,
Ken.
That was you.
That was not me.
That was not me.
Frank, we all know that you live in a fucking office that has nothing but no-dose bottles, empty fucking Pepsi Max or whatever the fuck you drink.
Pepsi Zero, my friend.
That's true. Pepsi Zero. Hey, guys, don't forget.
Pepsi Next.
Don't forget about ICU, too. Yeah, that's another thing. Pepsi Next. Every 3 years is a new fucking Pepsi. And this one, Pepsi Next, is like... what is it? It's half the calories. It's not even a benefit of like Pepsi One, where it was one, or Zero, where it was zero, or Max, where it had energy. It's just like, hey, half the calories of Pepsi. So it's half the deadly chemicals. You can drink twice as many of these before you die from them. Pepsi Next. Anyway, ICU, the number 2.com. ICU, the number 2.com. That's ICU 2 video chat. Go there, try it out. It's web-based. It's amazing. It's award-winning. It's a revolution. It's everything you ever wanted video chat to be. ICU, the number 2.com. Proud sponsor of Hear Us Talk. Thank you very much. Frank, thank you for calling in. Steve, thank you for being a part of this episode.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything that either of you would like to say?
Mike, feedback.
Fishing trip.
Fishing trip on the 14th, and Steve, you said something about Mike feedback.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with him.
Is this a guest that you're going to be bringing on?
Possibly.
Frank, are you aware that we're going to have a guest? Steve is booking
guest
guests.
Rapper.
Steve is booking guests.
All right.
Booking guests.
What'd you say?
All right. Take care, my friend.
Hey, possibly Frank, a senator from
Frank,
New Jersey.
Frank, eat shit. Thank you very much. Steve, thank you very much for calling in. And thank you to the listener of the DJ New Style Show, DJNewStyleShow.com. Go there, download, subscribe, listen to the shows. Tell your friends about the shows if you enjoy them. And leave some comments on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/the DJ New Style Show. Oh, you have Twitter? DJ New Style Show on Twitter. Don't forget to listen to the rest of the HeroesTalk.com lineup. That's Best in Show Radio, Monday nights, eventually. Look, they're taking a bit of a break. Cut them some goddamn slack. GeeksOfRageShow.com and also Hate Us Talk. All of them can be accessed at HeroesTalk.com. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you on Spreecast.